Yes, hello. Is this Canel?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Hey, Canel. Nice to meet you again. My name is James. I spoke to you yesterday. How are you?
Yes, good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. You know, I called you from a company, Local Splash, and we are partners to Google and Facebook about putting your company on the first page, right?
Yeah.
So, meaning any customer doing a search finds your company on the first page. And I see a website as well, celtic37.net. Is it still live? Is your website?
Yeah, is it still live? Is that what you said?
Like, is it, like, still updated? Like, you use the same website, or you made some changes in that?
No, I use the same website. I haven't, you know, it's, I have somebody else working that site, some other company, and I'm doing a whole lot with it, so.
Right.
You know, we're going to flip it over to you guys, but.
Yeah, of course, you know, so you wanted to build a new one?
Yeah, I'm not building a new website, no. I own that site.
Okay, fantastic. Right, right, right. And
What do you see wrong with the site?
Yeah, I see a form, you know, that a customer can submit their name, phone, email, you know, their inquiry. I see a form and, you know, I see some background pictures and some of your, you know, blogs that you've there for tree services. So it's nice, but I think that needs some updates in terms of website, you know. That looks nice, very decent. The website, if I see. Right, and I see it's mainly about tree services, songwriting, right? Your prime services.
Yes, tree removal and stump grinding primarily.
Okay, and you've been in business for like how long? Have you been in business for?
30 years.
30 years. Wow, which is fantastic. So, Canel, how far do you normally travel in the area for new clients?
I travel roughly around 20, 25 minutes, you know, south from here. I don't go west, you know, from my location. I basically work in lower Fairfield County. I don't work anywhere else.
So around 20, 30 minutes drive, you know, normally?
Yeah.
Okay. And you take on residential, commercial, both? As a target market?
I don't go after commercial very often. It's, you know.
So it's mainly residential?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, Canel, this position that we are talking about will be on the local map section. You know the map which pops up there when you search for a tree service? That's because we know 90% of the revenue goes to those companies, right? So now your company will be one of the first page companies. So people can be calling you directly for your tree services, thumb grinding. Okay?
I'm just going to go in here and see if I can find my... The part of this discussion I had was that they were going to straighten out, you know, they have Celtic 3, they have a whole bunch of things they have to correct. They have Celtic 3 LLC, they have Celtic 3 Service, they have a whole bunch of things. They don't have everything consistent. They have Celtic 3 and landscape. You know, everything is messed up. The guy I talked to said he was going to fix all that. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, we can make those changes for you. Like in terms, if you were looking for some updates, we can get that fixed for you. Okay. We will make those updates for you.
Again, if I was looking, that's not what the guy I talked to yesterday reviewed everything and he told me exactly what's wrong with my system.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's a whole bunch of there's a whole bunch of different names for Celtic 3 Service. There's Celtic 3 Service, and then there's Celtic 3 Service LLC, and then there's Celtic 3 and Land. There's all different variations of the same company, which all has to be fixed up.
Yeah, we can fix this. So let me bring in my director, Andy. You know, he is the one to fix this for you and get you the marketing that you were looking for. Okay, give me 1 second. I will have Andy help us on this, right? So now, give me 1 second.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for holding us, Canel.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Andy.
You know, the other thing...